The teams are decided, the streets are closed, and more than a million people are expected to flood into the Bay Area to celebrate the upcoming Super Bowl. Thousands will attend free events in San Francisco along Market Street and the Embarcadero in the week leading up to the game. 70,000 people are expected to watch the game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara a week from Sunday. It's kind of a big deal. The Super Bowl is considered a national special security event. That's a title. It's on par with events like presidential inaugurations, G8 summits, and papal visits. Earlier this month, the FBI issued a memo that said it was concerned about people cutting fiber optic cables around the stadium. It's also concerned about unlicensed drones flying over the game, and so much more. So, ever since Santa Clara won the bid to host the game 2.5 years ago, the region has been planning on how to keep everyone safe. KLW's Angela Johnston reports.
You wouldn't think rain would be high on the list for Super Bowl security threats, but Super Bowl Sunday is historically one of the wettest days in the Bay Area. So during a simulation in the Emergency Operations Center in San Francisco, it's at the top.
It's 9 a.m. Tuesday. Overnight, a huge El Nino storm has brought heavy rain, lightning, and strong winds to the Bay Area.
Francis Zamora rattles off a long list of fake emergencies to a room full of police officers, 911 dispatchers, firemen, and paramedics. They huddle around three big tables, taking notes as Zamora continues with the bad news.
Flooding, erosion, mudslides, and power outages have been reported, and there are more to be expected.
There are three phones on each table, a digital phone, a satellite phone, and a big vintage red telephone. That one is extra important, Zamora tells me. It's a direct line to the mayor's office. It was the only way police were able to reach former Mayor Art Agnos during the 89 earthquake. Zamora keeps reading.
Four electric buses have stalled in the middle of streets, blocking traffic and causing cars to swerve to avoid them.
Zamora is the public information officer for the city's Department of Emergency Management.
We manage the everyday and not so everyday emergencies in San Francisco.
He's organized this training session for the people who'll be staffing the Emergency Operations Center, or the EOC for short, during the 9 days leading up to the Super Bowl. Even though the game is going to be played 40 miles south in Santa Clara, all of the major events, concerts, and parties will be taking place downtown San Francisco at places called Super Bowl City, presented by Verizon, and the NFL Experience, driven by Hyundai. This room will become the central command center for anything that happens in the city that week. It'll be staffed by people from the Transportation Authority, BART, Muni, police and fire departments, the CHP, the FBI.
This is so we're all in one place so we can react to things that may take place, whether they are just minor disruptions which may take place every day in a big city or, something major.
The EOC is preparing for anything and everything. Big traffic accidents, an earthquake, terrorist attacks. They've gone through countless situations. They act out bad days, and they act out good days, too. Because despite hosting the biggest annual event in the United States, the police and fire departments will also be operating as usual. They're bringing in enough extra personnel to ensure normal staffing at every station across the city.
We want to make sure that the entire city is covered. So if you need help in the Richmond District or in the Sunset or in Mira Loma Park, you can still get help.
This isn't the first time the EOC has been activated.
A great example is during the 2010 World Series parade.
The San Francisco Giants had just won their first World Series. More than a million people came into the city to celebrate. Officials blocked off Market Street, and ambulances were having trouble getting to hospitals around the city. So they turned to the EOC for a solution.
It was great to have a representative from MTA in the room to say, hey, and police in the room saying, hey, we need to clear out Mission Street so we can get traffic moving, that we can get, emergency vehicles to, have clear access where they need to go.
The location of the EOC is key. It's just northwest of the Civic Center on the first floor of a big gray building. The city's 911 dispatch center is upstairs.
San Francisco 911. Okay, go ahead with the address. Can you confirm that address, please?
And right down the hall is the citywide warning siren. People staffing the EOC during the week of the Super Bowl are trained to operate the siren in case of a real emergency. San Francisco is spending almost $5 million to host the Super Bowl, but only two city departments allocated spending for the event in their budgets for this year: the Department of Emergency Management, where we're at right now, and the Fire Department. The Police Department did not, yet they estimate they'll spend $1.5 million.
You're going to see an increased police presence downtown?
That's Michael Andrzejczyk. He's the Public Information Officer for the SFPD.
So you'll see officers out there on foot, on bicycles. You'll see our motorcycle officers very busy, officers in vehicle patrol. There will be some plainclothes officers that you probably won't see, and that's the idea.
Andrzejczyk says officers won't be allowed to take days off during the 9 days leading up to the Super Bowl. There'll be bag checks and metal detectors at most events. You'll see officers on buses and subways with police dogs, more police at the airport. But they can't say much more.
So that if somebody was planning to do something harmful, we don't want them to know how many officers they might encounter or not encounter, or if they'll be in uniform or plainclothes, or where they're going to be.
The San Francisco Police Department is also closely working with the Santa Clara Police Department, which is the lead law enforcement agency for the Super Bowl. Back in November, it organized a full-blown 5-hour simulation at Levi's Stadium with bomb squads, SWAT teams, and helicopters. And it set up its own emergency operation center for game day. Santa Clara police officer Kirk Clark is in charge.
And we have a robust plan, and security will be visible, and it will be a safe Super Bowl.
Clark and his team went to the site of last year's Super Bowl to see how law enforcement took care of business. The big game was held in suburban Glendale, Arizona. The parties took place in Phoenix. Clark's main takeaway?
What I saw in Arizona was folks will go to the Super Bowl even if they don't have a ticket.
Just to check out the stadium or to take a selfie in front of it. This year, it'll be different. The perimeter of the stadium will be closed off to anyone without a ticket.
The footprint's really tight around the stadium. It will be locked down. So many feet. So please do not come to the stadium. Find a good spot, watch a game, and enjoy it, because you'll just be caught in traffic or be turned around or wind up in a road closure somewhere and might get lost.
Around that footprint, police and FBI will be patrolling the stadium looking for sex traffickers, counterfeit tickets, and fake NFL apparel. Those may not be the biggest public safety concerns during Super Bowl week, but law enforcement down here and back up in San Francisco's Emergency Operations Center are trying to look at every angle.
The California Highway Patrol has issued wind advisories on all Bay Area bridges. The three middle lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge have been turned into a buffer zone in case cars get in the rain.
Here in the EOC, there are big posters duct taped to the walls. They have blank columns. Above them, the words estimated fatalities and confirmed fatalities.
PG&E is reporting power outages affecting 30,000 customers in San Francisco, with more expected. So in the next 5 minutes...
Giant digital clocks hang on the walls, counting milliseconds in neon yellow numbers. Zamora says everyone will have 5 minutes to craft a note to send out to the public on the city's text message alert system.
Write this like you're writing for a third grader, okay? Because we want to make sure that the messages are clear, but also there are a lot of people here in the city and in the country that, you know, may speak a different language.
It's intense now, but when the Super Bowl ends, the Emergency Operations Center will close. It'll stay empty until there's an emergency or until the city hosts another huge event. There could be another World Series parade, for example. After all, it's an even year. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.